But like I mentioned, today we're going to continue looking at the Apostle Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. Now, I have a study Bible. It's a Wesley study Bible in my office, so it's got all of John Wesley's own notes on Scripture at the bottom of the pages, and part of the introduction to 1 Corinthians really struck me, and this is what it said. This letter is part of Paul's correspondence with the most troublesome of his churches. It is his response to reports of alarming happenings in the church at Corinth. It is difficult to imagine a church with more problems. Wesley writes, "But how early did the immoral behavior begin, and how powerfully in the church at Corinth? Not only schisms and heresies, but animosities and fierce and bitter contentions were among them. Open, actual sins." Ouch. But what they said there really struck me. Schisms, heresies, animosities, fierce and bitter contentions. Maybe the more things change, the more they stay the same. Or just turn on your TV, open up the internet, read the news, and you will see those same behaviors amongst people who claim the name Christian yet today. Our denomination is on the brink of schism. The back and forth is fierce and bitter as those with different understandings each push to get their way. In our country, we see the divide that once was the right side of the aisle and the left side of the aisle has now become a chasm, where each side is becoming more and more deeply entrenched, ready to battle it out with the other. We see neighbors, family members, co-workers call those who don't agree with them terrible names, stereotype and cast aspersions on entire groups of people. And yes, we have each participated in this as well, taking sides, sharing a divisive picture on social media, laughing at a joke about the other side, even falling into the trap of mistrust or hate of the other. Our entire culture, within the church and beyond it, seems to be promoting schism, animosity, and fierce contention. It just seems to be the way of life right now. Well, it was the way of life in Corinth, too. And Paul saw that as such a problem that an entire book of the Bible is dedicated to Paul trying to teach the Corinthians a better way. So maybe we had better sit up and pay attention, too. Maybe this letter of the Bible isn't just there so that we can point our fingers at those ancient Corinthians and smugly think to ourselves what a mess they were. Maybe, just maybe, we need to see ourselves in the pages of Scripture. Maybe we need to hear Paul's admonitions. Maybe we need to repent of our open, actual sins and find a better way. As I look around and I see all of these divisions and I hear those on either side claiming to know what is right, each side claiming truth, claiming wisdom, claiming insight. Our way is right, your way is wrong, you're a liar, we tell the truth, Scripture says this, well actually Scripture says that, and all of this yelling, all of the posturing, all of this claiming the moral high ground just leaves me feeling as though we are sinking deeper and deeper into the mud. And it also makes me question the so-called wisdom that has gotten us to this point. Does either side truly have the answers that we need? I'm not sure they do. Paul talks a lot about wisdom in our scripture reading today. He writes, "Yet among the mature..." Now, he's not talking about the old. He's talking about the spiritually mature. "Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the ruler of this age who are doomed to perish." Boy, we hear spouted around us all the time the wisdom of this age. but I'm not sure it's the wisdom of God. When Paul first came to Corinth and he saw these people battling with one another, he chose a different tact. He says, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I didn't come proclaiming the mystery of God in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God." He didn't go to Corinth to only tell all that he had learned and understood. He didn't come to get into the mud with all of those in the trenches. It wasn't about Paul and Paul's wisdom and Paul's knowledge. Words weren't going to win the day. And I find it really ironic that one of our most highly educated of the early church apostles says it ain't about what you know. It's not about your wisdom. I just look at all of the words that are getting thrown around us today. Is anyone's mind being changed? Is there any really transformative change happening? Are any lives being positively influenced? Is there any Christ-like transformation happening due to this battle of words? If there is, I'm not seeing it. So instead of relying only on his wisdom and his knowledge, the highly educated Paul says he decided to only know Jesus and him crucified. And he says he came not with words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit. Like I told the kids, actions speak louder than words. Paul knew if he was going to teach these contentious, battling people what a God of love was all about, he couldn't yell loud enough to be heard above the din. He had to show them what godly love, what sacrificial love looked like. He showed them what it meant to live as a Christian. And only when he had their attention could he begin to tell them what he knew. I look around us and at our national stage and I see hardly anyone showing me what a Christian looks like. I see a lot of people claiming that they are Christians, but very few living it. Now, this passage, as well as the understanding that I don't see those public examples, it makes me wonder what my witness is to the world. Am I showing those around me what a Christian looks like? Am I showing a battling world what love and peace and reconciliation look like? Am I embodying the self-sacrificial love of Christ? What message are my actions sending to those around me? Because it's not enough to use the right words. We need to live our faith. In fact, I would say the majority of the time, it is much more important to live our faith than to just say the right thing. There is a quote that I love that is widely reported to be from St. Francis of Assisi. Although, if you look through his writings, you won't find it anywhere, so I'm not sure how it ever got attributed to him, but we're going to go with it. He reportedly said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." I think that's something that every Christian should remind themselves of morning, noon, night, and several times in between. We are each called to share the gospel with the world, to share the message that God, the God who created all that is, sent Jesus, God in the flesh, to this world to teach, to show us how to live and to love, and to die so that we might live. And that same Jesus conquered death once and for all of us. That because of this release from the punishment of the sin, we can live in the freedom of love. We should show the world by our words, but even more so by our actions, that there is a way to live in this world that embodies hope and peace and love. And if we aren't doing that, then quite frankly, we aren't preaching the gospel in either our words or our deeds. No matter who we are, no matter how we spend our days, whether you work or go to school or you go to coffee or you farm or you stay home, each and every one of us can show in how we live what a Christian is. We can show others what it looks like. We can be agents of peace and reconciliation. We can do this through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells in us. God's own Spirit is with us every moment of every day. We just need to focus our hearts and our minds on Jesus Christ alone to attune our lives to the ways of Christ. So the next time words start flying that seek to divide, to demean, to humiliate, to dehumanize, remember, preach the gospel in how you react. The world is watching and waiting for a Christian response. Let's make sure they see it in us. Amen.